Rob and Dan hanging with you on a Friday afternoon. Hope you're having a great day. Going to keep things rolling as we welcome to the program from the 9th Legislative District, the Senate Minority Leader, Republican. I keep getting those two confused. I'm just going to not even bother with that introduction anymore. Senator Mark Schessler on the phone with us. It's a D.C. Washington thing that tweaks my brain. I don't know. Maybe it's just that it's Friday. Senator Mark Schessler joining us on the line. Thank you very much for your time, sir. Appreciate it. As you, we know you've got a busy weekend to get ready to get over to Olympia for Monday.
Hey, it's good to be back with you. We're actually warming up here in Olympia. We did the AP forum yesterday and a few media visits. And today I wanted to check in with my friends in the Tri-Cities region before session.
Now, one of the things we want to ask quickly, because we know there's a little bit of a to-do here on Monday at the Pasco Red Line. It happens to be one of the governor's, the final stop for the governor's Snake River Dam workshops. And did it raise your eyebrow at all that it's on the first day of the legislative session, almost ensuring the fact that none of you could be here?
Really, it's not about me. It's about the people I represent in the region and giving them a voice. When we demanded another meeting. Myself and Senator Newhouse were successful. It's not about Dan Newhouse and Mark. It's about those taxpayers we represent in the region.
So let's talk about the legislative session then, Senator Schessler. We know the nuts and bolts, right? It's a 60-day legislative session. It's an off-budget gathering. The governor has submitted his request for a supplemental budget. There's still a lot of interesting things that are on the table, even if you're not going to be tackling the big monster that is the two-year operating budget. Maybe in a nutshell, maybe as a brief synopsis, let our listeners know throughout the region, what are some of the things that they can expect to see when the gavel comes down starting Monday?
Well, it's my information I picked up today is that the majority Dems will bring a number of the less popular bills out of rules on third reading where they can't be amended, and we'll be on the floor passing bills, controversial, not necessarily popular in our world, on the death penalty, on sex ed for little children, California standards for appliances, plastic bag bans. All controversial things, not necessarily popular in our part of the world, and by being on third reading, they're not amendable. So we expect some very difficult bills both on Wednesday and Friday mornings in play right away.
I'm curious, why the fast track when you have, you know, when you have control of both chambers with votes? Why do you suppose they're choosing to fast-track things right out of the gate?
It may be that there's a new speaker elect over in the House, and maybe Frank Chop's incremental pragmatic ways will be changed, and we'll see the House even more radicalized.
We're talking with Senator Mark Schessler, representing the 9th Legislative District here on the Bottom Line News Radio 610 KONA. Senator Schessler, what was your first thought when you heard, as the governor was having his press conference regarding his supplemental budget, wanting to take north of $300 million out of the rainy day fund to put towards a problem that we seem to just keep throwing money at and not really making any gains on, and that's homelessness?
Well, that's just exactly it. We've thrown hundreds of millions of dollars at housing and homelessness, and we really haven't moved the dial much. So Jansley's solution, throw money at it. But the worst part about this is the rainy day fund is one-time money. There's an ongoing bow wave of spending that comes with this, which puts us in a hole in the next biennium, the biennium after that, without any change in the way we do business. And I think when you look, I read in Shift Washington this morning, Seattle and King County are planning to spend $130 million. That's on top of the federal safety net. That's on top of our nonprofits. What we really have is a poverty industrial complex that nobody's really asking hard questions about.
Now, Senator Schessler, one of the things, too, with this issue, I think, is needs to be brought up and discussed is all of this money that you've referred to, the $300 million plus that the governor wants to take out of the rainy day fund, is this doing more to increase the homelessness problem by throwing all this money at it and almost making it attractive to come to the Northwest, particularly the west side of the state, to benefit from all this money that's being thrown around? Is this counterproductive to the problem?
Well, it certainly isn't helping to subsidize it. If you look at areas that have had some success, a good example is Marysville, over 100,000 people. They enforce every single misdemeanor to the maximum. And if people agree to go into treatment for alcohol, substance abuse, mental health, they suspend the sentence. They give them time. They've done pretty well at it. In Spokane this year, the mayor's race between Nadine Woodward and Ben Stuckert was throw money at it or tough love, as we've called it in the past, or compassionate conservatism. Nadine Woodward is the mayor of Spokane now. She follows that philosophy. Seattle and King County, simply more money. If you look in the past biennium, the cities or counties were actually empowered to retain a portion of sales tax to leverage for housing. Many counties are taking it. Housing trust fund was increased yet again, and yet nothing has changed. So if you keep throwing money at it and it doesn't work, why are you still doing it the same old way?
We're talking with Senator Mark Chesler from the 9th Legislative District here on The Bottom Line, News Radio 610 KONA. Senator Chesler, one of the things interesting, too, and I don't know if this is something that the legislature is going to have to deal with or not, but it's not been a good couple of weeks for Boeing. And now it seems like the governor is piling on as well, to where he has threatened to remove that ever-valuable B&O tax break that Boeing has if they decide to build their new plane outside of Washington State. This is the same tax break that he line-item vetoed that others in the business community would be able to take advantage of. And this is also the same tax that he not only signed but extended, that he went on national television and said was extortion. Do you think that this is something that you're going to wind up having to deal with during the legislative session? And do you think that the governor, by using this threat now, is simply trying to get more political clout going into an election?
Well, Jay Inslee also told us in 2012 he wasn't going to raise taxes. So we have to be a little bit sarcastic about it. So with that said, I really don't think the legislature is in the mood to punish Boeing while they're down. If you look, the Boeing company has had no layoffs. They've reassigned people. I think it's rather amazing that they have gone for all this time with the 777 or the 737 MAX, and not one worker has been laid off. Now, that is a company that I think really cares about their workers, because it would have been really easy to furlough those workers and cut their losses. But they've taken care of their employees. Raising their taxes is not an incentive to take good care of your employees.
We're talking with State Senator Mark Chesler here, Bottom Line, News Radio 610 KONA. We know there's a number of bills you're going to be looking at. You mentioned a few of them that certainly aren't going to be popular out here. What are some of the things that you believe that the legislature may be able to accomplish this year that may put a smile on people's faces on this side of the mountain?
Well, I've dropped one now to eliminate the Discover Pass and day use fees for our state parks. I thought long and hard, what can we do for that average hardworking taxpayer? Property tax relief starts with a price tag of about $1 billion. Sin taxes would be nice to lower, but not everybody uses alcohol, tobacco, or cannabis. We've talked about feminine hygiene products and diapers and everything else, but people of all ages, from little kids in strollers to my father in his walker, can all use our state parks. And we've actually seen a decrease in attendance at our state parks since we added a fee. So with $850 million in new revenue, isn't there something we can do for the taxpayer? And getting rid of that fee on our parks, I think, is something that really gives the average taxpayer something back for all the taxes they pay.
Now, Senator Schessler, of course, we've also been watching the movement of the city of Seattle's case through the court system. The interesting ruling that came recently that didn't seem to make a lot of sense in collating property taxes, income, and intangibles. Is this something that there could be discussion in the Republican caucus about once again trying to get in front of, even though we know that the majority of Washingtonians don't support an income tax? Is there a thought that there may have to be something done to reinforce that?
Well, I think there's going to be a test case, test challenge again sooner or later. I don't know that it's going to be here this year because we're all waiting on the Supreme Court. So with an election year and out-and-out income tax, no capital gains, maybe.
Last question for you, talking with Senator Mark Schessler from the 9th Legislative District here on the Bottom Line, News Radio 610 KUNA. There's been some complaining regarding the governor's supplemental budget and even the budget that was passed in 2019 that there seems to be a little bit of a pullback on K through 12 education, that some discussion could come that maybe some special education situations may be addressed. But with all the money that's been put into public education over the last few years by the legislature, is it time to sit back and look and see what that money's going to do before adding more to it? Or, you know, is there still a need to continue to increase the funding for K through 12?
Well, I think we have to do both. I think we have to step back and look at what we're getting for 52% of the budget. But we also have to acknowledge there's probably some tweaks to things like special ed that we knew we probably didn't get just right. So a few tweaks and step back and see what we're getting with 52% of our budget.
Senator Mark Schessler, we always appreciate your time, sir. Wish you the best of luck in the session beginning on Monday.